Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. Thomas, Tyree, and I make our division predictions for the NFL. We also make our wild card predictions and our Super Bowl predictions. Enjoy the show, guys. Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. We got Thomas Tyree back for another collab, host of On the Hop, another sports podcast in Anne Arundel County. How you doing, Thomas?
Good. How about yourself, bro?
I'm doing well, man. Well, actually, I don't know. I really, as a Ravens fan, I should not be doing that well, considering the ACL tears of Gus Edwards and Marcus Peters today.
It's just crazy, like, what's happening to the Ravens. It's like, I understand the J.K. Dobbins injury. I understand that. But, like, it's like you guys are, like, losing pieces left and right, like, after that. It's, like, it's hard. I know it's hard because I know how I felt last year with it.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, like, you know, it's, like, it's crazy. Our running backs 1, 2, and 3 all go down. And now we're signing Le'Veon Bell and Devontae Freeman. And we got Tyson Williams, you know.
Oh, you guys got the you guys got Devontae Freeman?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we signed him.
I didn't even see that.
We signed him, like, right after the Gus Edwards news broke out. Yeah, so, like, now it's, like, who's really going to be in the backfield? Like, who's going to be that lead back for the Ravens now? I honestly don't know who it's going to be.
Well, I think they probably – Le'Veon's going to have – they're going to have no choice but to have Le'Veon play a couple plays on Monday night. I think, like, once he learns the playbook and stuff, I think that's going to be your guys' guy for the season.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully he kicks the Steelers' butt, man. Like, hopefully he has it out for them. I hope that's, like, a motivating thing for him. And another thing with Le'Veon Bell is I hope he can leak out some of, like, Kansas City's offense to us, even though he wasn't there the whole year. You know, he might
that would actually be smart.
Insight. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be smart.
You know, that's how I kind of felt about, like, Terrell Suggs playing for the Chiefs. Like, what could he, like, tell the Chiefs defense about, like, the Ravens offense, you know? So, like, right. I know that's probably something that, you know, that most people not really think about. But that's something I always think about whenever I think of a player going to another team. You know, especially, you know, a team that, like, you played for quite some time, you know. You know, it's been a couple of years, so he, you know, the playbook and all could have changed for, you know, for Pittsburgh and the way they run things compared to when him and Antonio Brown were there. So,
right.
And then TJ Watt got a 4-year, $112 million extension, making him the highest defensive player in the NFL, highest paid defensive player in the NFL. I guess it's good for them that they got this stuff done because it looked like Watt was going to hold out. I think he practiced for the first time this preseason. Well, now soon to be regular season.
Yeah, I seen he was going to hold out their first game. And they play the Bills right off the bat, too. So I've heard he was going to hold out even though they have a big game coming up this weekend. I heard he was going to hold out if he didn't get his money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he got what he wanted. So, I mean, got to play now.
Right.
But, yeah, are you excited for your Cowboys tonight, man?
I'm excited. I really want them to win. But, like, to me, I'm not looking for a win tonight. I'm looking to see, like, how they're really going to do against, like, good teams. Like, how – this is, like, basically – I feel like this is, like, their coming out party tonight. Obviously, you're going to want to win every time you touch the field. But in my eyes, I wouldn't be upset if we lose a close game and you just can hang with, like, one of the best teams, basically the best team in the NFL at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Buccaneers -9. I think the Cowboys could cover that, though.
Oh, and you're betting? Did you bet on the game?
Yeah, I think I did. I did Bucs money line, that's it. So, like, Bucs money line means you just need the Bucs to win. Do you know how, like, point spreads and stuff work?
I'm learning point spread, like, as time goes on. Like, I didn't know anything about it last football season, but I'm learning more and more about it now.
Yeah, so Bucs are -9. So if you bet on the Bucs, you need them to win by at least 10 to win the bet or 9 to push. But the Cowboys usually how point spreads go, it'll be like a number and a half. So like it used to be Buccaneers 8.5. So like you would need them to win by 9 or more to win, or you would need the Cowboys to lose by less than 9 points or even win the game. The purpose of the point spread is for a higher payout for the favorite. Because, the Chiefs, they're going to win a lot of games this year, you know. You can't just, like, straight up, you know, or else, you know, Vegas would, like, lose their money if you just let them bet straight up and give them a significant amount of money. But, today, Thomas and I, we're gonna talk about our division champion predictions and then wild card and, Super Bowl predictions. And if we have time, you know, maybe some MVP Rookie of the Year talk. How does that sound, Thomas?
That's good to me.
All right. Well, I'll start with your NFC East division. From what I understand, you probably think your Cowboys are going to win that division, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And why is that?
So, I have the Cowboys winning the division because, well, last year we were the worst division. We had the worst division in football, probably one of the worst divisions in NFL history. But I have the Cowboys winning this division ultimately because I believe when the Cowboys are healthy, there's not a better team in the division than the Cowboys. I believe Washington's going to be right behind them in the division race this year, though. But when healthy, I believe the Cowboys have more of a higher chance than anybody in the division to win, especially with the star power they got on offense.
That's fair. I feel like the NFC East is going to be a lot more competitive this year.
I agree with that, too.
I think every team got better on, you know, one way or another. I think Dak just coming back just makes the offense a whole lot better. I see Zach Martin's going to miss the first game now.
Yeah, because COVID, he's on the COVID list.
Yeah, makes me hope that Dak and Zeke don't get COVID. You know, you play right behind them, you know what I mean? So
right.
That would suck, you know. But yeah, I got Washington winning your division. I think they have what it takes to pull it out. I think they're going to get better on offense. I think, you know, they have a solidified back in Gibson. You know, you got McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, whenever he's going to be healthy, he could, you know, provide a spark. And I think Fitzpatrick is, you know, steps above Heinicke and Dwayne Haskins and, you know, and now, you know, older Alex Smith, even though Ryan Fitzpatrick probably isn't much older or younger than him. But, you know, Fitzpatrick, I was a guy that was vouching for him. He should not have been benched last year in Miami, in my opinion. I think Brian Flores messed up the whole offense and the team when he did that. Tua won a couple of games, but, you know, it seemed like the Dolphins were just in a lot more rhythm when Fitzpatrick was under center. I think the Eagles still have things to figure out. And then the Giants, they got better both sides of the ball. But I think what makes Washington stand out is their defense, specifically their front seven. Secondary could use some help, but I think Washington has what it takes. But I really think any team can win this division. This is like the one division in football where, like, any of the four teams can win any year.
Right. And I think the Giants also I think that Washington's gonna be right behind the Cowboys, but the Giants got a shot also to be. I think it's gonna be a three-way race throughout the season to see who's gonna become NFC East champions. But I guess we'll have to see who the winner is gonna be.
You don't think Philadelphia can hang in with the other three teams?
I like their offense, but like I don't really know like how they can really compete with, like, other teams yet. Like, I believe in Jalen Hurts. I believe he's going to have a good year. But, like, I don't really know how it's going to look for the Eagles yet. I got to see him play a couple games and then see if it could be a four-way race.
All right. That's fair. Yeah, I think Hurts, I think this will be, you know, a good year for Hurts. He'll be a full-time starter, hopefully. And, you know, he's in a couple of my fantasy leagues. So, I kind of need him to play well. But, yeah, man. And, so I'll just keep it in the NFC. I'll go with the NFC North now, the Bears, the Lions, the Packers, Vikings. I think you know, we talked about how we agreed a lot in our last show. I think we'll have an agreement here at our first disagreement. I got the Packers winning their division.
I have the Packers winning also. I just don't see at the moment with the, and something that doesn't make sense. I believe that it could have been more competitive in that division if the Bears just started Justin Fields right out of the gates, but I don't understand why they're sticking with Andy Dalton, but I believe like the Packers are going to win this division. I believe like as long as Aaron Rodgers is in that division, he's going to own the division all the way until his days of being a Packer are over. So I have them winning the division.
Yeah, and from what it seems like, it's supposed to be him and Davante Adams' last ride.
Yeah, last dance.
If that is the – yeah, their last dance. Yeah, for Ravens' last ride. Regardless, if those two guys are gone next year, that division will be wide open.
Yeah, I believe that too. I think if they both leave, which I see – I can't see either one of – one maybe Adams might stay next year, but Rodgers, I believe this is it for him. But without Rodgers, if you throw Jordan Love in the picture for the Packers, I believe the Bears would win that division if Aaron Rodgers never came back to Green Bay. But, yeah, if he leaves, the division would be wide open next season.
That's fair enough. I honestly think the Vikings are much closer to the Packers than the Bears. I don't know. I think once Justin Fields plays, my mind might change. With the Ravens, we play the Bears this year, and I'm kind of hoping we play Andy Dalton and not Justin Fields. But then again, you know, like I'd love to see a rookie go against a tough defense like us. You know, those young quarterbacks tend to struggle against us. Like Joe Burrow, he kind of struggled against us last year. I don't think the Ravens have played Herbert. That'll be interesting. We play them this year too. But yeah, I got the Packers winning as well. And then I think the Lions are going to be the worst team in the league this year.
Oh, you got the line. I said a few weeks ago, I said the Texans would be the worst team, but I think at the Lions on the clock with the second overall pick this year, I don't think they're going to do anything at all this year.
Yeah, I got those two teams flip-flop. So I got the Texans going to have the second overall pick and the Lions getting the first. And I can, you know, I'm going to make this prediction right now. I think both teams will draft a quarterback next year.
Definitely, yeah.
Not trying to give up on Goff, but I don't know. He's a former number one overall pick, but I don't know. I have to look at his contract and see how many years he has left.
At the moment, yeah, I agree with you on that. I believe, like, at the moment, like, he's just, like a piece they have until, like, they're under the rebuilding stage, but, like, he's just a piece there until they get their next franchise guy in the draft.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out next year. I'll move on to the NFC South now. The division that has the defending Super Bowl champ, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You have the Saints, the Panthers, and the Falcons. I think the Buccaneers will win this division. No Drew Brees in the Saints organization, so I think the Saints are going to lose a few more games than they normally do throughout the years. Carolina, they're still an improving team. I think they can make a little bit of noise, but in terms of winning the division, don't really have much confidence in them. And same with the Falcons.
Yeah, I agree with that also. I believe the Bucs are obviously going to win the division. Like you said, without Drew Brees, I think it could be honestly, I believe the Bucs can have an easy cakewalk to win a division since there's no Drew Brees around anymore. I'm not really – I got to see what Sam Darnold is really going to look like for the Panthers. And the Falcons, that they're definitely not going to be in the race, I believe. So I believe the Bucs technically have a cakewalk to the win of the division this year.
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, they could have a cakewalk. I think they were a team that figured it out midway through the season. They had their struggles at first, you know, but I tell you what, they turned it around really quickly and you know, I didn't really give them much of a chance to win the Super Bowl at all, honestly, let alone make it. I bet against them, not against the Washington football team, but I did bet against them when they played the Saints, when they played the Packers, and then when they played the Chiefs. So, you know, I guess I had to learn my lesson on betting against Brady. But, yeah, Tampa Bay, they should win that. They should win that division. I don't know why they wouldn't. NFC West, this is honestly, I think, another division where all four teams have a chance at making it. But I think they're more on an elite status compared to, like, the NFC East. I would not be surprised. What's it? Three wild card teams, right? Or no?
Yeah, I think they're sticking with that format. Yeah.
Yeah, three wild card teams. You know what? Have the whole NFC West in there. No, just kidding. Well, maybe I'm not. I don't know. These teams are. You can't mess with these guys. The Cardinals are good. The Rams are good. The Rams got better when they got Matthew Stafford, even though they lost Cam Akers. You know, they have a formidable backfield. They got good receivers. 49ers, if their players can stay healthy, that was their whole issue. You had Kittle and Debo Samuel and Raheem Mostert, and you had, like, Nick Bosa and other guys on defense hurt. So, you know, if you have a healthy offense and defense, you know, this was a team that was just in the Super Bowl less than 2 years ago. So, you know, they have what it takes to make it there. They just have to stay healthy. And then the Seahawks, they're always going to be the Seahawks. They're always going to be in contention as long as Russell Wilson's there. He's going to make plays happen. He kind of struggled at the end of last year, as we talked about on the last show. But with picking this division, it's honestly really tough. And I didn't, you know, I kind of was just winging it because, like, I kind of had an idea of who I was picking in each division, except for this one. This one's really a tough one.
I agree with you on that. I think this is going to be the best division in football. Like you said, every team has a shot at winning the division. All four teams are going to be very competitive this year. But I picked my winner. I got the Rams winning only because they have Stafford. I think Stafford was an upgrade from Jared Goff. I think they have the best chance to win a division. They really don't. Now, the only reason why I was going to go with somebody else, but I believe since they don't have any running backs, Stafford gives them a really good chance since he'll air it out a lot, since their running game won't be as effective as it was supposed to be. So I believe it's like a 50-50 shot, but I believe the Rams could get it done with their great offense and then a good defense. So I believe they can win the division with it, like, just by a game, whoever is in comes in second of the division.
All right. Yeah, I think, you know, after thinking about it a little bit more, I think the 49ers can find a way back to winning the division. It's just if they're going to be healthy or not. I don't know if it'll be with Lance or Garoppolo under center, but I feel like with the rest of the team that they have, they can do what it takes, and the coaching they have. Although they don't have the Jets coach name, Robert Saleh, am I pronouncing
it right? Oh, yeah, he had their defense right a couple years ago.
Yeah, so, like, he had their defense right, as you mentioned. So I don't know if the defense is still going to be able to run the same. You know, a few of those players are gone, and that coach was gone. Like, he earned that head coaching job for a reason, you know. So it'll be really interesting to see how it goes. But I will stick with the 49ers on this one.
It could go either way, but, yeah, you could be right, I could be right. But I would have also picked the – I can see the 49ers, but I probably would have picked the 49ers. I feel like the offense would be, like, not unstoppable, but, like, Trey Lance could have that offensive year that Dak Prescott had his rookie year, where defensive coordinators really had a tough time figuring out a guy like that. I feel like Trey Lance has, like, the skill set just like that, the arms, and can make plays with his legs. But I guess we'll see for that, though.
Yeah, we will see. I haven't seen too much of Lance, so hopefully I get to see him a little bit this year. I'll move on to the AFC now, the AFC North. My Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers. No bias in this pick. I just think the Ravens will win this division. I think we're better than Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati still has some growing to do, especially on defense. Steelers are good, but, like, I didn't like the way they ended last year. And honestly, some of the games that they won last year were kind of fluky. And then the Browns, they're going to be tough. They're not – I kind of wish they were the Browns that went 0-16 or 1-15 and were just two easy wins on the schedule, but they're not that team anymore. You know, I think they'll beat the Ravens at least once this year, and I think it's going to be a dogfight, but I think the Ravens will come out on top. Despite our top three running backs getting injured and our second corner getting injured, we still got some depth. We signed some guys. We got some guys that can play. So I'm not too worried. You know, we won't be as good as I thought we were going to be like 2 weeks ago when most of our guys were healthy. But even then, I still think, you know, Lamar and the Ravens always find a way to win a lot of important regular season games. And I think they'll continue to do that this year. I got the Ravens losing four games this year.
Four games?
Yeah, I got them losing to the Chiefs, the Packers, the Browns, and the Steelers. But there's a lot of games that they could lose. They could lose to the Chargers. They can definitely lose to the Bengals at least once. They could lose to the Vikings. They could lose to the Los Angeles Rams. So they're playing some good teams. I just have some faith in my team. I'm not really trying to be biased here, but I really think the Ravens can win that division.
So I picked the Browns to win in this division. I think either – like, this division to me is similar to the NFC West, except Cincinnati is just not ready to take that next step yet. But I believe, like, it's going to be a three-way race between the Browns and the Ravens and Steelers. But I have, like, a lot of confidence in the Browns. Like you said, they're not that 0-16 team anymore where they had the Hugh Jackson days are over, the Freddie Kitchen days are over.
The Deshaun Kaiser days are over.
Actually, believe it or not, I actually believe when Deshaun Kaiser came out of Notre Dame and the Browns picked them late in the draft, I really thought he was going to be a stud in the league. But I was completely wrong about that. But
I'd hate to say it, but he was the worst, one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen. Him and Nate Peterman are up there. Those two, not even, you know, it's an accomplishment to make the NFL, but in terms of watching them play, I just was not impressed at all. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, you're fine. But like I was saying, so I had the Browns winning this division even before all the Ravens injuries happened. I'm just, like, very high on them this year. I believe they have one of the best teams on paper in the division, if not in the league this year. I think they got better in the offseason also. They added some key players on defense to help their defense. And I believe, like you said, the Ravens, when they play the Ravens, they're going to be two good games this year. I have the Browns winning a game, and I also have the Ravens winning the game. But also in your division, I realize, like, your guys' division basically has – the Steelers have the hardest schedule in the league. I think the Ravens have the second hardest. So whoever wins that division is clearly going to earn it. Like, no doubt whoever wins it, but I have the Browns winning the division.
Yeah, we do have a tough schedule. We're playing, like, the NFC North, like, and then the Ravens, we have to play the Rams, so, like, that's going to be hard. And we play the Chargers, the Chiefs. They play the AFC West, too, so, like, those teams aren't, like, teams to sleep on. Like, I wouldn't mind, you know, playing against the NFC East again. You know, just because we went 4-0 against your division last year. But yeah, Cleveland, definitely, you can definitely make an argument about Cleveland. You can even make an argument about Pittsburgh. One thing I will give the Bengals is that they have a chance to be the best offense in that division this year. They have so many good guys. It's just they're all, like, so young and upcoming. Mainly like Chase Higgins and Burrow. You know, Boyd's been there for a little while now. Oh, Ravens fans will always hate him. I remember – you remember that game?
Yeah, where Andy Dalton won that game for them. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Man, I was so tight about that. Had to go to a party that night to take my mind off of it, for sure. And, yeah, Joe Mixon, you know, he's good. He just – you know, he didn't have a healthy season last year. I feel like Joe Mixon still, you know, has something to prove as well. You know, I skipped out on him in fantasy this year, even though I know he could be a really good running back in this league.
Yeah, I picked him up in fantasy, so I'm depending. I hope their offensive line gets better, is way better than it's been the last couple of years, but I have faith in Joe Mixon having a pretty good year this year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's all I got to say about the AFC North. Anything else you want to say about them?
I think we covered everything. But another reason why I didn't pick the Steelers, I feel like their offensive line is very questionable this year. I feel like they lost a lot of pieces on the offensive line. And they're really going to – I really think that's going to affect them in games this year.
Yeah, they lost Villanueva to us. So, I think they lost to Castro too, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they lost him too.
Yeah, we'll see. Juju just, you know, he needs to stop dancing. Or else, you know, he'll be dancing. And Chase Claypool, man, he talks too much. I'm sorry. He talks too much, bro.
He's got a mouth, yeah.
He's my least favorite player in the entire league. I'm sorry. It used to be Vontaze Burfict, but now that he's gone, my new least favorite is Chase Claypool. He seems like a fun time, but he just talks too much for me. All right, I'll move on to the AFC East. Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, New York Jets. I think we're both going to agree here. I got the Buffalo Bills winning, but I wouldn't sleep on the Patriots or Dolphins either. I think those teams can play a little bit better than people might think. And the Jets, I think they'll improve from one or two wins to like six wins. You know, I still think they'll be the bottom feeder in that division, but it'll be Zach Wilson's first year under center, and you know he can learn a lot this year, and he can improve on his game in the future. Kind of like how like Josh Allen improved his game after his rookie year. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Bills winning the AFC East.
So in this division, of course, we agree. I got the Buffalo Bills winning. They're the best team in that division, one of the best teams in the league. The rest of the quarterbacks are like you said, Zach Wilson's very young, but the rest of them are very young and inexperienced, in my opinion, to this point so far with Mac Jones and Tua and Zach Wilson. Basically, this is Tua's second year in the league, and then Mac Jones and Zach Wilson are rookies, so it's like a division. But I believe the Bills will go 4-2 in division play this year when they go against these teams. But going back to what you said about Zach Wilson, like figuring out, I'm like very high. We've been talking about that, like when he played one of his preseason games. I'm very high on his play of what I've seen so far. I know it was only preseason, but I'm very high on Zach Wilson. I believe like they're not going to get to the playoffs, but they could be like a wild card factor in that AFC East division. Like if the Dolphins find a way to creep up on the Bills, like the Jets could knock them off a peg or so in like a division play game. So I will look out for them in that AFC East division.
Yeah, I like that Jets offense. I like Coleman. Or no, I'm not a big Coleman fan. I like Corey Davis. I like Crowder. I like Elijah Moore. I like Mims. You know, I think they really have a good receiving core. And I feel like if a lot of quarterbacks had that core, they could make a lot of noise with them. You know, Tevin Coleman, Ty Johnson, Michael Carter. I really hope Michael Carter kind of stands out of those running backs. I've drafted him in some fantasy leagues as a sleeper.
I think he'll step up and start sooner or later in the season.
Yeah, it's just right now they said Coleman's starting. So, you know, we'll just have to see how that goes. So, we got the Bills there. AFC South. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna come back because I feel like there might be something different about that pick. But I think we're both gonna go with Kansas City. Are you believing in Kansas City and the AFC West?
Oh yeah, Kansas City, yeah, for sure. I believe like as long as Patrick Mahomes is under center for the Chiefs in that division, it's basically his division. But you know, in the AFC West, I feel like in a couple years, or next season, or even maybe this year, like the division's definitely going to get more tougher for Patrick Mahomes. I believe the Chargers are going to be on the come up with Justin Herbert. If the Raiders can somehow find a way to get Mike Mayock out of there, making all their selections of draft picks, I believe they'll have a good chance to hang on with them because they did beat them last year. So I believe like the Raiders, if they can like figure out getting key free agent additions and like fire on with great draft picks, I believe like they'll be in the mix with them too. And the Broncos, if they could find their franchise quarterback, I don't know why they didn't take Justin Fields when they had the chance, but whenever they get that quarterback, that perfect quarterback for them with that offense and that defense, I feel like they can hang with Kansas City too in a couple years.
Yeah, they took Surtain over Fields, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They traded for Bridgewater, so they must need something to have. I was saying on my show yesterday, I'm not a big Bridgewater fan. Yes, he gets a lot of completions and he's accurate, but he doesn't throw for like that many yards. Well, he did when he played for the Saints, but like other than that, when he's played for like Minnesota and Carolina, I really wasn't all that impressed with his play. And he's not a guy I really wouldn't want to run my franchise. He's just not that exciting to watch to me.
Right. I agree with that also. I see, like, back to, like, the Teddy Bridgewater. I know this is off topic, but, like, back with Teddy Bridgewater, I don't see what the – I really don't understand what Matt Rhule seen in him and when he traded for him to come – I mean, when he picked him up to go to Carolina last year. And I don't understand what the Broncos see in him. But in my opinion, he's not the flashiest quarterback, but I think I would have him out there over Drew Lock. But, again, I think they need to really figure out the quarterback position in Denver sooner rather than later.
Well, I think when Teddy Bridgewater was backing up Drew Brees, not last year but the year before, he looked very, very impressive. And he actually proved me wrong. So I think, like, just watching him up closely like that made them convincers, but, like, nope. Like, you had P.J. Walker out of the XFL starting over him at one point in a couple of games. Not even trying to, like, diss P.J. Walker, but, like, you know, he got an opportunity, you know, in the XFL where, like, if that league didn't exist, he probably wouldn't have had another opportunity to display any skills that he had. And it just kind of, it's like, wow, like, I lost my job to a guy that played in sort of, like, a G League type of deal, you know. That's how, right. That's how I like to compare it to. But I Drew Lock, I don't want to give up on him just yet. He's had some games where I'm like, wow, he looks like he could be a franchise quarterback. But Denver, man, ever since Peyton Manning left, they just haven't figured it out with the quarterback.
It's weird. I was just about to say that. It's like they went with so many people, like, where they start at Case Keenum, Paxton Lynch. Also, oh my, I look back like when all the Carson Wentz and Jared Goff news was, and they were saying like Dak was the only quarterback to stay with his team that got drafted in the draft class, quarterback draft class that year. And I was looking at him like no one knew Dak was going to be who he was today, but like the going back, like the Broncos could have snagged Dak Prescott, and they went with a guy like Paxton Lynch, something like that. Like, you can't really hit on all your picks, but things like that just blew my mind sometimes.
Yeah. Right now, like, Broncos, like, they have a good receiving core, you know? They might have, like, the second-best receiving core. They might have the best receiving core in that division, to be honest.
And I don't want – that's why I said they need to get a quarterback sooner rather than later, because that offense – Aaron Rodgers went there. Oh my gosh. I don't know who I picked to win a division then, but yeah, it's just like all they're missing is a quarterback. They got literally all the pieces there.
Yeah, and man, you got Melvin Gordon, experienced running back. You got Javonte Williams, who will probably start eventually this year, if not next year. You got Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. You know, Tim Patrick and KJ Hamler, they're good too. Fant, he's a guy who's a first round pick, I believe, a year or so ago.
Yeah, I'm really high on Noah Fant too.
Yeah, so like, you know, they have the skill position players. They're just not getting that consistent quarterback play. But Sutton needs to stay healthy as well. I was really big on Sutton last year, before he got hurt. But yeah, I got Kansas City. I think the Chargers can hang in there with them, but I don't think they win a division. But I would not be surprised if the Chargers make the playoffs as a wild card, though.
And then that would be good to see. Would be good to see.
It would be. And the Raiders, I just feel like they really haven't gotten much better since last year.
Yeah, and that's why I said, as long as – I believe John Gruden is doing what he can with the pieces and coaching-wise, but for them, I really think Mike Mayock is like the problem there, because he's not hitting on draft picks, especially in the first round. That's where you definitely got to get a key player, but he doesn't hit in draft picks, can't hit in free agency. So until he's gone out of the office, I can't see them taking that next step at all.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. All right, last division, the AFC South, the Texans, the Colts, the Jaguars, and Titans. A year ago today, I thought the Texans were going to win that division. I thought they were so much better than they showed last year. But I was wrong, I guess.
So
I got the Titans. I got the Titans winning the division now. And I hope they win a division, because I want to see them in the playoffs again.
So this one for me, well, before I say my pick, out of all the divisions this year, this is like, I think this is going to be my least favorite division to pay attention to this year. only because the Texans are definitely not, they got a game in them to win at least. Jaguars, I can only see them winning 3 or 4 games this year. But it'll be a close race between the Titans and Colts, but I agree with you on this one. I got the Titans winning the division. I think the key addition of Julio will help them lock up the division. I like the move that the Colts made to get Carson Wentz after Phillip Rivers did decide to walk away from football. But I believe Carson Wentz is going to help them compete in that division. But it's like a 50 – to me, that's a 50-50 chance of who can really win the division as long as Carson Wentz is, like, really coached well. And I believe once he's very coached well, he could be successful again. But I got the Titans winning the division, at least by a game or so.
Yeah, it could definitely – I mean, it could definitely come down to the last week between those two teams. I think – you know what? Usually, like, my least favorite division to look at is the AFC East because it used to be New England, you know, clinching it by, like, week 14, 15. But now, like, you know, the division's a little bit more competitive. So – but, yeah, I think my least favorite division to look at this year, honestly – it's between the NFC North and the NFC South. I don't know. I just feel like Tampa Bay is going to run away with it, and I feel like Green Bay can run with it. I feel like Minnesota's like their only competition, but I hope I'm wrong, you know.
Yeah, and I can see the NFC North, and for whatever reason Matt Nagy keeps starting Andy Dalton even though they're struggling. I'm giving Matt Nagy to make the call by week four. If Justin Fields isn't on the field by week four, there's a huge problem in Chicago. But I like the Vikings. I really do like the Vikings. But I'm for whatever reason, I've never been sold on Kirk Cousins. I believe if they had like a little bit better of a defense and a different quarterback, I really think they could hang with the Packers in that division.
Yeah. Yeah, Vikings. Here's the thing about the Vikings. Everybody expects Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, and Adam Thielen to have good years, but they're not going to have good years unless Kirk Cousins has a good year.
Exactly.
Like, I'm thinking to myself, why does everybody reach for Justin Jefferson in, like, the third round, you know, Thielen in the fourth round? But, like, nobody wants Kirk Cousins to be their fantasy quarterback. I mean, but who do you think is going to throw Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen the ball, you know? That's just something I always thought of. Normally, like, the guys that are, like, the skill position guys that are picked a lot are normally, like, you know, their quarterbacks are picked too. You know, like, who's picking Houston Texans wide receivers besides Brandon Cooks? You know?
Absolutely nobody.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, don't you expect, like, you know, if you're expecting receivers to do well, you kind of expect the quarterback to do well too. That's just my opinion. You know, but it's different with like the Ravens because the Ravens, they do something different every week. And Lamar, like, you know, he's going to run the ball a lot too.
So, exactly.
But yeah. So in the NFC, I think teams that can make the wild card, I might be going out on a limb here, but I really think all three, and this is most likely not going to happen, but I can see all three NFC wild card teams coming from the NFC West. I just don't really see it from Carolina, Atlanta, Chicago Bears, and the Lions. I'm kind of singling those guys out. New Orleans Saints, I think they'll win some games, but it's Jameis Winston under center, not Drew Brees, so they're definitely going to lose more games than they normally do. And then the NFC East, I just don't know. Like, I feel like the division, I feel like you can win 10 games in that division and still make it. But, like, if you do that in the wild card, that'll be a little bit tough, you know?
Yeah.
With so many competitive teams. But, like, with the NFC West, it's hard because they're all playing against each other. So they're going to give each other some L's, you know?
Yeah.
But that's my prediction.
After you said that about potentially all the NFC West teams finding a way in the playoffs, that just sounds so good, like, to watch as a football fan to see, like, that would be something, like, really cool to see. But it's, like, my wild card teams, Like you said, whoever doesn't win the division, the NFC East, is, I don't think they'll have enough games under their belt to get a wild card spot.
I
Unless
agree.
somebody, unless two teams are like literally very good this year in that division. But the wild card teams for the NFC is the Saints. I don't believe in them too highly, but the NFC, it's really going to be interesting to see how it folds for the NFC. But I have the Saints creeping in there, maybe in the sixth or seventh spot in the for a wild card spot. I have the Seahawks finding a way. They always find a way to get in the playoffs with Russell Wilson, so I could see them being a wild card team. And actually, I really was 50-50 with who I was going to pick, but I'm gonna go with the 49ers getting that wild card spot also. I was going to give it to the Cardinals, but, like, I got to see. I don't know. It's very interesting to see. I believe their offense is going to be really good, but, like, their defensive line is going to be very good. But their secondary with Malcolm Butler missing, I think it's going to be – and I'm not very sold on their linebacking core either. So I feel like it's going to be iffy if the Cardinals could get a spot. So I'm going to give that last spot to the 49ers.
Okay. Malcolm Butler's on the Cardinals?
Yeah, they picked them. The Titans cut them, and the Cardinals
Good.
Picked them up. Like right before the preseason ended, he was like, I guess he was going through some personal things, and he was conflicted if he was going to retire or not, walk away from the game. So they put him on like the retirement list as of right now.
Gotcha.
So they're going to be missing him for a little bit.
Gotcha. Yeah, him. He's not really a popular guy in Baltimore right now. Just because of like what happened in a playoff game last year, and he was jawing with our coach, you know, about the whole logo stuff. So, you know,
I remember that.
Yeah, he's also one of my least favorites. So, you know, when I say good that he got cut, I don't mean it in like a serious like manner, because like he'll be okay. I mean, because you said he's on a team, so like, you know, he'll be fine. You know, good for him, undrafted, you know, Super Bowl hero, you know. And then in the AFC, I think the Browns will make it. I think the Chargers will make it. I really want Miami to make it, but I feel like the Colts can make some noise too. Dolphins were so close last year, and I was worried about them. They just collapsed at the end of the year. Browns and Chargers, I really like to make it. That third team, I'm going to give it to Indianapolis, partially because they have four division games against opponents that they should honestly beat pretty well. Even though division games can go either way, no matter how good the team is, because, you know, they play each other all the time. They know each other well. And, you know, those games are a little bit more meaningful. You know, every game should be equally meaningful, but I feel like sometimes some players are more motivated to play against certain teams than others. So yeah, those would be my wild card picks: the Browns, the Chargers, and the Colts.
So this is actually way harder for me to pick wild card teams for this conference, because I feel like at the moment the AFC really does have, in my opinion, I really believe that like they have more loaded teams and good teams compared to the NFC. I know that's rare to say some seasons, but I really feel like the AFC is going to be really good, great to watch as a football fan this year. But my wild card teams in the AFC, I have the Ravens. This is another 50-50 thing for me, because I'm like, I was going to give it to the Steelers, but at the same time, they have the hardest schedule in the league. And like I said, with their offensive line issues, I don't know how this is going to look for them coming down the stretch. So I gave that other spot to the Chargers. I agree with you. I think they can creep into the playoffs, find somehow, some way, get in. And I really want Miami to get into the playoffs, but I really feel like this Indianapolis team is going to be very good with Carson Wentz, and their offense is going to be good, but their defense is like one of the best, in my opinion, in the league. So I gave the Colts that last spot also for a wild card spot.
All right. So you had the Colts, the Chargers, and who? Just want to make sure.
Ravens, Chargers, and Colts.
Okay, so we got the same teams making it. You just have the you have the AFC North flip flop with me then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. But then we agreed a little bit more than I thought we would today. All right. Who do you think will make it to the Super Bowl?
I really shouldn't say this because this is most likely not going to happen again. But, you know, I just look at these two teams and I just don't see somebody at the moment. I know it's going to be a long season, but I don't see anybody in their conferences stopping them in these conference games. So, really, in my eyes, I'm really sold on a rematch that we've seen in February. I really think the Bucks and Chiefs are both going to find their way back in the Super Bowl this year.
I'd hate to say it, but I agree. Like no BS. Like I actually put a bet on it, you know, our early season bet that those two will be in the championship again. I just, you know, I don't really see anybody that can stand out to me to beat the Chiefs. The Bills, they're good, but I just don't think they're on Kansas City's level. I love my Ravens, but as long as Patrick Mahomes is there, I don't think Lamar Jackson is getting past him. You know, even though, you know, that's why, you know, I was really hoping the Browns were going to win against the Chiefs last year, you know, because I thought, you know, I couldn't remember if the Chiefs game was played before the Bills game.
There was the game. Yeah, you guys played that Saturday game, and then they played the next day.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, that would have been nice, you know, if we would have won the night before. I would have been rooting for the Browns, you know, because, you know, they're more not easier, but, like, we'd have a better chance against them than the Chiefs, you know. The Chiefs are just so good. I'm going to that game in week two, by the way.
Oh, my God. I had the chance to hop on some tickets. I was like, that's a Sunday night game. They had a deal going on for like a couple of days, and I can look back at it. And all, I guess everyone hopped on that deal that I've seen, and I couldn't get a ticket to the game. But let me know how that goes, because I might go to – I'm looking at the Ravens schedule, and since things have gotten better since COVID, I might go to a Ravens game depending on who they play. Do they play the Rams at home this year?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. If you're down to go to a game for that, I'm definitely down to go see a game like that. It's a good game like that this year.
I'll think about it. Just because, like, I'm spending some money on some tickets this year. So, like, I'm trying to limit how many games I go to. So, I was set on going to the Chargers game, the Chiefs game, and then the Miami Dolphins game on the road. I'm still trying to do that.
And then
I'm going with the season ticket holder to the Packers game. So those might be the only games I go to this year. But, like, you know, it goes down the stretch, and, like, it might be a good game. I will let you know for sure. Don't wait on me, though. Just letting you know that. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure we play the Rams at home. You know, let me check the schedule one more time just so I'm not giving you and our listeners – Yeah, it is a home game. Yeah, January 2nd, 4:25 start. Yes, so that will be exciting for sure. I don't think the Ravens will beat the Rams badly like they did a couple of years ago. It was like 35-6.
Oh yeah, Monday night game.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, you being a Cowboys fan, you actually have a decent opportunity to go to a game or two every year. You know, you can visit Landover or you can visit Philadelphia.
See, I don't have a problem going to Washington game. I'm thinking about going to a game. They play them in December. I hate cold games. But, like, Philly fan, I hate the Eagles so much. And, like, if I were to go to a Philly game, I feel like fans out there, like, they have really the worst out of all the teams they have. They have, like, the worst fan base, I believe, in sports. Like, people really don't know how to act in Philly. Well, if you're – as long – wearing Eagles jerseys, like, I can't do it. I don't think I could do a Philly game.
So my Philadelphia experience is with the Miami Heat, and I've worn my Miami Heat jersey there twice. Nothing's ever happened to me. You know, I would clap for my team, not obnoxiously, but, like, you know, I like clap for my team a little bit. You know, I'm not gonna, like, scream every time we get a bucket, but, like, the way I act as an away fan in Washington is different how I would act in Philly, though. Now, I'm thinking about going to a Phillies game in September this month because the Orioles are going there for three games. And I'm debating if I want to wear Orioles gear or not, or just, like, keep it neutral, you know, and just, you know, if my team wins, I'll clap in silence. But, yeah, when the Ravens went to Philadelphia last year, I had considered going. I think they were letting fans in, but, like, at a limit. But I was like, nah, it might not be worth it because, like, they really do act – from what I've seen, I should say, they really do act, you know, kind of badly towards any opposing fan. It doesn't have to be a division opponent. It can be anybody, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know, Philly – I don't know why they get such a bad rep. I don't know how people always catch them in the act, but I feel like that stuff happens everywhere, but it just seems like it does happen in Philly a lot more than a lot of sports towns. Like, I never really see much happen in Baltimore. Usually, like, if it's Baltimore, it's, like, usually your typical Pittsburgh-Baltimore fight or Ravens fans fighting each other, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, as many games as I've gone to, I've never really seen – the home crowd get into it with people from the away team, except for, like, the Browns in recent years. You know, ever since the Browns have gotten a little bit better, you know, they might, I guess, they act a little bit more obnoxious. You know, I try to catch the action, you know. But, yeah, I really believe both teams will make the Super Bowl again. As much as I don't want it to happen, but I'll win some money if it does. So I guess that's the good thing. It either happens or it doesn't. You know, if it happens, I'll get some money. If it doesn't, I'll be happy that it'll be a different team there. But yeah. Yeah. Who do you think will win MVP this year?
I'm really sold on Patrick Mahomes winning MVP this year. I think he's going to come out. I think he's got a chip. He doesn't have a chip under his shoulder, but his expectations, I really believe he believes he has a chip on his shoulder this year. I believe the Chiefs are out for revenge, how they got blown out in the Super Bowl. No one was really expecting that last year. So I believe, like, the Chiefs are going to go on their own revenge tour, and I believe Patrick Mahomes is going to put up monster numbers this year.
I agree. I think I'm going to give it to – I feel like with MVP, I feel like the people that vote for it try to give it to somebody different every year. I honestly think this could be the year that Josh Allen or Russell Wilson does it. But, you know, the safe bet is obviously Mahomes. But, you know, like when Lamar won it, nobody thought that was going to happen.
Yeah. You
know? Aaron Rodgers, I feel like nobody thought that was going to happen because of the way he performed the year before. You know, he performed well, but not – you know, how he performed last year, you know. But I really think if Josh Allen does what he did last year, you know, and even better, you know, it's kind of hard to top his performance from last year and still not win an MVP. But I think it can go to Josh Allen or Russell Wilson this year. Those would be my two picks for guys that haven't won it. But I'll go with Russell Wilson. I'll go with Josh Allen this year. You got any rookie of the year picks for both sides of the ball?
Yeah, so I really have Justin Fields winning rookie of the year. Looks like Matt Nagy has, like, no interest of throwing him out there or at, like, early enough to, like, have a race for him to be in the race to win the award. So I said that a couple weeks ago on the hop, but, like, I believe I really am going to change my pick now. I really think Zach Wilson could win Rookie of the Year on the offensive side of the ball. Like I said, I'm really sold on him this year. And for anybody listening, the Zach Wilson train is going to leave starting Sunday at 1 p.m. So, like, I would hop on immediately for Zach Wilson. So I believe out of all the rookie quarterbacks, he's going to have the best year. So I give him winning Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I kid you not, that was going to be my pick too. I just think Zach Wilson has the best situation right now. I think, you know, he's going to start week one. With Lance, you know, he's not going to start week one. Fields, he's not going to start week one. Mac Jones, I feel like he doesn't have the talent like Zach Wilson does. And yeah. I feel like under, like, a Belichick scheme, I feel like he won't be able to have as many numbers, you know. He might be in a situation where, like, his team is in contention. You know, because the Patriots, they were in contention for a little while last year. But I feel like Zach Wilson is just going to have a better opportunity to put up better numbers than Mac Jones will. And then Lawrence, I just feel like – I don't know. I just feel like his core won't be as good as, you know, Zach Wilson's core of players that are surrounding him. So I do think Zach Wilson will win. Can I guess who your defensive MVP or rookie of the year will be?
Yeah, you guess.
I'm gonna guess Micah Parsons.
When I picked them, like, I feel like I didn't really want to sound biased about when I picked them, but like, I liked what I see. I know preseason the starters really don't play that much, but I feel like the competition for our linebacking core, like, really brought out like a good side of Micah Parsons for a guy who missed like a year of football last year because of COVID. He opted out. But I really liked what I saw for like the little snippets, like the little series he played throughout the preseason. I liked the energy he brought. I don't know if you watched Hard Knocks this year.
I didn't.
But know. I liked the energy. Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I don't have HBO.
Oh, but yeah, on Hard Knocks, he really like he was like one bright side, like a bright player to really look into. He had like the fire and like the energy that you like to see like out of an outside linebacker rookie. So if I wasn't a safe bet, if I wasn't going to pick Micah Parsons, I could see really Patrick Surtain. I don't know where he's going to be on the depth chart for the Broncos, but J.C. Horn, I'm really high. I really like him as a corner, and I would prefer him over Surtain. But I feel like if Parsons doesn't win this award, I really think J.C. Horn could really win this award.
Yeah. I'm going to go for my pick. I'm going to go with Pat Surtain. He looked good. He looked good in preseason. I don't really know much about him and J.C. Horn. I'm just kind of, you know, I like that. Did you see the pick six Surtain had in preseason?
Yeah, I seen that. That was a good play. Yeah.
That was pretty nice. I'm kind of, I don't know. I feel like with a defensive player, I feel like none stands out over the other, you know, like kind of like how Chase Young kind of stood out over like everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing is like, I don't really know like these players all that well. I didn't watch them enough in college to like go in depth with them, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and go with Pat Surtain the second.
Yeah. That's a safe pick. That's a safe pick actually.
Yeah. But Micah Parsons, from what I'm hearing, you know, I heard he's going to be, like, really good. So maybe he'll be able to make some noise. And he'll probably have more opportunities as well with a linebacker with, like, you know, tackles and stuff, you know. And, you know.
Yeah.
You know, linebackers are just all over the field. So are corners. But, like, you know, you got linebackers tackling running backs and guarding tight ends. And, you know, on occasion they might chase down a receiver for any odd reason. But, yeah. I think we got just about everything covered. I will let you get to your game, Thomas. You know, kickoff's in 8 minutes, so.
I believe the game's gonna give me a heart attack, especially if it's close by halftime. I'm at least hoping it's close. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks win. I have them winning, but I expect a really close game. But I gave everyone a warning. If the Cowboys do way to win, I'm acting a fool tonight. I'm going to have like a little. I won the Super Bowl tonight. So I'm really excited to get football back. And I think this game's going to be a really good way to kick things off for a great season ahead.
Yeah, man. You're going to act a fool on the hop or
like yes, sir.
Socials or okay.
Oh, yes, sir.
Dude, if you guys win tonight, I can't wait to hear you, and I can't wait to see everyone else's reaction. You're going to be like Skip Bayless on Undisputed or, you know, First Take, you know, after a big Cowboys win. So,
yeah,
that'll be fun. Well, good luck to your Cowboys, man. Well, actually, no, bad luck to them because I'm betting against them. But, you know, for your sake, good luck to them. Good luck to, you know, CeeDee Lamb and Dak and Zeke. They're all on my fantasy team somewhere. I'm in seven leagues, bro.
Seven leagues.
Six of them are money leagues. So, yeah, man. I wasn't supposed to be in that many. I was trying to do, like, five at the most. But, like, I ended up in seven. So,
jeez. You know.
Yeah. But, like, a lot of my teams are, like, very similar. Like, I have Darren Waller and Travis Kelce, at least one of them in all my leagues. So my draft strategy was pretty much the same. I got like Damian Harris and like Miles Gaskin and Jamar Chase on a lot of teams. So a lot of my teams have like the same players on them. I try to be as similar as possible. But all right, good luck. Do you have any fantasy players going tonight?
The only player I got going tonight is Chris Godwin. But someone I'm playing against tonight has Tom Brady, so it's like an even playing field. As long as Chris Godwin is targeted a lot, it doesn't sound right to say, but I really hope he is the one that's targeted a lot. So we go back and forth points wise.
No, dude, I say the same thing. Like I said on my podcast yesterday, like I hope Darren Waller goes off on the Ravens, but I still want us to win. So Thomas, you may not know. So with me, I'm a sports fan, but like I'm a fantasy fan. I'm a sports betting fan before I'm a Ravens fan now. I hate to say it, but like, I'd rather profit off these guys since these guys profit off me. What I mean by that is, you know, I'm paying money to go to their games. I'm paying money for the concession stands. You know what I mean? They profit off me watching, you know.
That makes sense.
You know, they profit off me watching them because they're on my fantasy team. Like, a lot of people watch these games nationally because their fantasy players are playing, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna hold you up any longer. I'm gonna let you get ready for your game that comes on. Thank you for taking time to do this,
Thomas. Oh, thank you for having me on. And like I said, we're gonna do that. I'm gonna have you on the hop soon. I mean that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. But please do.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on your show again, Vince.
All right. Thanks for joining. Have a good one, Thomas.
You too.